For CertSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westerveld. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for November 29th, 2006. In this edition, we'll discuss the state of the job market with skill and certification expert David Foote of Foote Research. Also, the latest news roundup, including Apple fixing 22 flaws in Mac OS X. And finally, a Russian gang of spammers are involved in increasing junk email. But first, the news. Apple issued patches this week to repair 22 flaws in Mac OS X. One of the flaws was a heap buffer overflow caused by how its AirPort wireless driver handles probe response frames. The flaw affects eMac, iBook, iMac, PowerBook G3 and G4, and Power Mac G4 systems equipped with an original AirPort card. Other flaws include several flaws in the Apple-type services server, the most serious of which is a stack buffer overflow that attackers could exploit to launch malicious code, and four flaws in the Security Framework program. Next, we'll discuss the state of the job market with skill and certification expert David Foote of Foote Research. But first, this message.
Are you struggling to control the many aspects of messaging security in your enterprise? Keeping tabs on email security, instant messaging security, and mobile device security is a challenge for every InfoSec pro. But CertSecurity.com's Messaging Security School is here to help. Each on-demand lesson is packed with tools and tactics to help you develop and implement an effective messaging defense strategy. Learn essential practices for securing mobile devices, study countermeasures for malicious email code, and gain the keys to safeguard instant messaging. Start your coursework today at searchsecurity.com/messaging. That's searchsecurity.com/messaging.
With me on the line is David Foote, president of Foote Research. David's firm tracks the skills and certification pay of IT workers, of over 50,000 IT workers, in the U.S., Canada, the U.K., and Europe. David, welcome to the program.
Hi.
David, how long has your firm been tracking skills and certifications, and how does your firm conduct research?
We've been doing this since 1999. We sort of saw this coming, that the world was going to embrace skills as a major element of pay in IT, mainly because of this problem with people's titles not matching what they do, and that's a total nightmare. But we saw more or less in IT being a situation where people, often you're paying the person rather than the job title, you're paying the person in it. We've been tracking, I've been doing this for 14 years. Since 1997, we've been tracking about 55,000 IT workers in the U.S. and Canada, reporting on both skills pay and base pay as well.
And part of that research is security-based, right?
Oh, yes. Well, there's no doubt about the fact that security is an area where certifications are almost mandatory. That's not true of a lot of areas in IT. In fact, if you look at the 253 skills and certifications we're currently tracking that we've been doing since 1999, about half of them are certified. The other half are not certified.
In terms of security certifications, which ones have held their ground since you've been starting to track certifications?
Well, we look at two indices. We're much like you would at Gartner in the Magic Quadrant. In fact, we come out of a number of our analysts come out of Gartner. So we look at what's strong and weak and what's sort of hot and cold. And strong is usually very high paying. It doesn't matter what the vector is; it pays a lot of money. And among those, we've got like the CISSP, CISA, the CCSP from Cisco. The very top SANS certification, the security expert. We've got the CISMS, certainly the Certified Information Security Manager. And then what's also on that list as well is the forensic analyst from SANS GX. That's an interesting one on that list as well. Those pay very, very high. Now, in terms of the ones where you find a growth, that's a different matter altogether. And in fact, security certifications, I can tell you that in general, certifications have been losing value versus overall versus non-certified skills. In fact, in the last In the year ending October 1st, the average value of the certification of the 129 we survey is down 1.2% in value, but the average non-certified skill is up 7% in value. So what's been dragging down, if that's the right term, what's been dragging down certification? Well, that number is systems administration certifications, networking, security, and database have experienced 2 to 5% decline since last March. So that's just in the last 6 months. And among the ones that, so there hasn't been a lot of growth in security certifications, but I can tell you that as a group, in the approximately 24, I think, that we're surveying, as a group, they're paying an average of a single certification, 8.7% of base pay. Now, if you look at all certifications that we track, mm-hmm. The average is 8.16, you know, just under 8.2. So as a group, security certifications have always paid more. But from a vector of growth, they've been flatlining and losing value most recently. But I wouldn't be too concerned by that.
I was going to ask you, let's put a little analysis to that.
Absolutely, and I think it's a fairly temporary condition. If you look at what Sarbanes-Oxley did to IT employment and IT pay, there was a time in 2003 and definitely 2004 into 2005 where there was such a concentration on infrastructure, which is very much systems, network, security, and this is more compliance-driven. So there was a lot of spending on network certifications and security certifications in that period. But beginning in 2005 and now going into 2006, if you look at what's really, really gaining value, that has been, without a doubt, enterprise business applications, mm-hmm. web development, and applications in general. And these are, of course, customer-facing skills because so much of the products and services and what's happening in IT now is just in general, to work in IT, more often you're going to be in some kind of customer-facing job. That wasn't, the case 10 years ago, but it certainly is now. And those skills are highly prized, and those kinds of jobs, those positions, pay more. So I think what we're seeing is sort of a post-compliance atmosphere where there's a certain migration of the budget to more customer-facing. And you could argue whether security is a customer-facing skill or not. More and more it's becoming that, but at the moment now it's still sort of in that area of infrastructure. So I think it just means that some of the money is being channeled into things that have more of a revenue or customer satisfaction drive. But I do see this changing, Rob, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that by fall of next year, which is about a year from now, we expect pay for security skills and certifications to be starting to move in that upward direction again. So I think this is sort of a temporary kind of post compliance environment phenomenon.
And we'll see a slight rebound then.
I think you're going to see that, and you know why. The reason why is if you're, there are not too many compelling arguments you can make to a lot of CEOs to invest in security versus, again, an application development or, again, customer-facing, where there's actually money on the table and the idea, the prospect of losing a client to a product or service that's not delivered on time, which it could be a web dashboard, it could be some input-output mechanism web-based. Customers are getting sensitive now around issues of privacy and data security. The moment customers start yelling at the CEOs of their vendors that they're nervous about security issues around the products and services that they're purchasing from that vendor, then CEOs will start to act. We're seeing that happening now, and we see that probably happening much more a year from now. At that point, CEOs will start saying, well, maybe we really should be investing, but because our customers are starting to tell us to. And okay. that's going to drive prices up.
Are there any areas that are emerging?
Well, I think a lot of security has kind of already emerged, if you will.
Right.
I mean, threat management, there's no doubt about that. I think if anything's emerging, there's more of this attention being given to internal threats, posed by quote-unquote trusted insiders mm-hmm. capable of inflicting severe damage on systems. I think there's more and more attention. I mean, there's always been attention to these internal threats, but I think insider threat management is going to be more and more a priority for corporations. There's been an increase in the number of security vendors providing solutions to address these. And so corporations building insider threat management teams, they're looking for a hybrid set of skills, a deep understanding of technology platforms, security controls, threat analysis, as well as investigative strategy, digital forensics, litigation support, and that stuff. I see some of that ahead of us in security as well, because those internal threats are not going to diminish. And they are the ones I think companies are beginning to feel most threatened by versus the outside, the outsider, which is, you know, going to be fairly constant. But I think the insider threats can do much more damage to companies.
Anything that can you tell us what's ice cold?
Well, I wouldn't say ice cold, but I'd say among the lowest paying right now, let me see what those would be. Well, I'll tell you, the comp, not to single out any one, you know, source, but the CompTIA Security Plus certification is down 33% from April, just in the last 6 months.
Interesting.
The Microsoft Certified Systems Administrator, the MCIA, mm-hmm. with the security designation is down a tick. That's down 12%. The lowest paying certifications in our survey, because, you know, don't forget there are advanced, intermediate, and sort of beginner certifications. So the lowest paying tend to be the Security Plus, the GIAC Security Essential certification. You know, you need that for anything else that you ever aspire to be within the GIAC system. The Certified Ethical Hacker just showed up on our radar, and we're tracking that. That's also a fairly low paying. The Firewall Analyst from GIAC and the Incident Handler are also, you know, fairly low paying. Again, these are some of the, you know, beginner to low intermediate certifications, mm-hmm. and that's simply, you know, the market is willing to pay more for the advanced certification than some of the beginners, and that's true across all certifications. Even if you look at Cisco certifications, they have several that pay very, very high, including their security. But you know, there are beginner level certifications there, and that just stands to reason that the market will pay less for them. But what concerns me, going back to the beginning of this discussion, is that it's not that employers are not willing to pay money for certified versus non-certified skills, but it's just nowhere near the levels of just 1 to 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even in the case of that I mentioned earlier, even in the last 6 months, the fact that they're paying less for systems administration and networking security and database certifications, I find that very, very interesting. I think the answer to this is that they're looking at IT workers as much more than just people with technical skills. They're looking for industry experience, customer savvy, and, you know, process skills, and they're looking for people who are just more than simply a technical skilled person. They're looking for a much bigger profile, if you will, and so technical skills take a little bit of a back seat to some of these other, you know, highly desirable skills, and that's what's happening too. So what they're telling us is if they find the right person with the industry and the customer experience, and if they're not certified, that's not a reason not to hire them. They're too valuable with the other things that they have to knock them out of the box
mm-hmm.
on the fact that they're not certified. That's what we're hearing. We're saying it's just become a broader, more multidimensional hiring environment. So it's not a negative on certs. It's just that there are other things that are important now.
Well, David, we've run out of time. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks very much, Rob.
And we'll have you back again in January.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about sort of salaries and the big picture of what's really valuable in terms of employment, and not just skills, but the whole larger picture.
That would be great. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
And in other news, a Russian gang of spammers is using the spam-through Trojan, contributing to a surge in junk email in recent weeks. And the attacks are becoming more innovative, according to SecureWorks security researcher Joe Stewart. Stewart said that spammers use the Trojan to grow a botnet of more than 70,000 machines. Those machines were used to churn out spam advertising, pharmaceuticals, and pump-and-dump stock schemes. Don't expect the spam to be reduced anytime soon. Stewart said Russia is not well known for prosecuting spammers or virus writers, so the spam operation will likely continue for a long time to come. And that ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. The latest corporate security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can download past episodes of Security Wire Weekly on our podcast page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.